Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Okay. Today I want to talk about something that I haven't spoken that much about recently, but I used to speak about all the time, which is the critic and the creator. You know, I used to speak a lot about our creative process and getting to know ourselves creatively. And a big part of that is like this idea that my old singing teacher, Lisa Brown, shared with me during a session, which is like, you can't be the critic and the creator. You have to like choose a seat at the table. Which one are you going to choose? Because you can't be both. The critic can't let you create anything that is meaningful and impactful. It just won't, because it wants to protect you. And safe things don't move people as much as things that make us feel alive and vulnerable and that are really, really true, you know? I mean, I say that, and there's plenty of people with really wildly successful businesses who just speak about surface level shit. So it's not exactly true, but you know, the things that really impact are things that, from my experience anyway, whenever I post something that's felt vulnerable, I always get the most amazing of responses. And people really resonate with that stuff because it's stuff that most people would hide away. And so we wonder if we're alone in the way that we feel. And then someone like me comes out and shares, you know, my innermost secrets. And people are like, yeah, oh my God, that's how I feel. And you know, like for me, this has been a journey. I had a critic. I had this voice in my head that, and still does, tells me to shut up, you're not making sense, you know, like you're embarrassing yourself, this, you know, just shut up. You're a dickhead. That was a really strong one for me for many years. And it's taken, like, I would say probably a good decade for me to just get over that. And you know what? It's not even that I got over it, because what ends up happening, I just have this rule with myself. It's like, I create this shit, not like for me, it's a self-expression, but it's actually not for me. And it's not for my judgment. It is for my ears sometimes, because often like I'm saying this shit because I need to hear it back. and so there's lessons in here for me, but like really it's for you. I'm creating this for you. So, or for both of us. But I can never have the impact that I'd like to have when this shit lives inside of me. Right? It has to come out. And it's through coming out that it connects. And in order to do that, it means that I just have to get it out there before I listen to it. If I listen to it, then I can start to pick it apart. I can start to like hear that judge in my head, judging my shit, right? But if it's out there, then, you know, the more I become comfortable with hearing it back and not like being like, oh, well, that's out there now. There's nothing I can do about it. And most of the time I surprise myself. Another thing that I learnt during my amazing time with Lisa Brown is the concept of like what happens in the creation phase isn't necessarily how it ends up. So that probably doesn't make any sense, but, and you may have heard this story before, but it's worth telling again. When I was doing singing lessons, I'd said that I'd wanted to kind of learn an instrument, and I wanted to learn, well, anything really. But my singing teacher had said, well, let's do some piano. And so she sat me down in front of her keyboard and she said, hey, look, like what you're going to do here is you're going to tell a story. And here's the story. And she told me what the story is by pressing the keys on the keyboard. And you're going to like play me a song that is around this story. And I was sitting there, I was like, I don't know how. I don't know how to play the piano? Like, how am I going to do this? And she was like, don't worry about it. Just stay in the present. I'm going to tell you the story. You tell me the story using the keys of the piano. Right? So I was like, oh my God. And I cried and I resisted it. And I was like, oh. Anyway, eventually I was just like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. So I started doing it. And during the process, I was like, am I doing it right? What's going on? Is this going to sound shit? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, all this stuff. And we finished. And she said, okay, now we're going to just judge. What do you think that, like, out of 10, what do you think you would give that? And I was like, oh, out of 10, oh, a 3? Like, I really don't know what I'm doing. So it can't be any good. It's like probably a 3, maybe a 4. And then she played it back to me. And like, it sounds a bit fucking crazy, but it was pretty amazing. It sounded like someone who knew what they were doing. When I took off the hat of the critic and I listened back to it without judgment, I was like, fuck, this actually sounds really good. And yeah, I can feel the story in here. And it sounds like somebody who knows what they're doing, but I don't know what I'm doing. She says to me, so what would you rate it out of 10 now? And I was like, 10? I'm impressed. So the moral of that story is, when we're in the creation of something, the critic is rife, right? It's rife, it's there, it's just trying to get us to stop. It's trying to sabotage us putting ourselves out there, because when we create, we make ourselves vulnerable. We really do, because we are putting something that has come from us out into the world for the judgment of others. And often that leads to a place of rejection, you know. And I have no doubt a lot of my shit in life has come down to the amount of rejection that I've faced as an artist, particularly as a voiceover artist. It's been brutal. And based on my voice, my one tool, you know, when you're an actor, you do face a lot of rejection, and that stuff hurts because you're constantly making yourself vulnerable. And art often is personal. So, you know, you open yourself up there. So the critic is just trying to stop you from doing it so that you don't get hurt. But the thing is, like, we can't impact anyone when our art lives within us. It's not made for us, it's made for others. We're not here to judge it. We're not here to be impacted by the judgment of others. We're just here to create it. And so what I learned from that piano experience was that when we're in the creating and the critic is strong, there is a 6 or 7 point difference, right? There's a 6 or 7 point difference between your feels while you're creating and in all the doubt, and the reflection of that can be a 6 or 7 point difference. That's huge. So, like, as much as we can, we need to, like, we get to choose the wolf that we feed. And there's two in this scenario. There's the creator and the critic. So which wolf are you going to feed? You know, and there's two elements here, right? Like, one is, yes, for sure, the critic is strong in the creation. The critic is stronger when it comes to sharing that with the world. This is why so many people who start working on a podcast don't go live. They get all the bits and pieces in ready, and they're perfecting and they're getting it all happening, and then they don't go live because it's another thing altogether to then share that. Right? It takes fucking guts to share yourself with the world. But from my experience, it is necessary. I remember when I was running on the beach back in the day, doing my little videos back in like 2010, 2009, 2010, running on the beach with a video camera, recording my little 3-minute incoherent blah, 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 blah about really, like, I don't know, like surface level spiritual shit, like be the change and shit like that. And it was that, I don't even know like how I got over myself enough to like share that with the world, but I just hit publish, right? And then, you know what's kept me going? The reaction to that. The reaction to when I share my stuff with the world. The people that contact me and say, thank you, you've given voice to my feelings. You've given voice to my thoughts. And that's why I do this. That's why I show up. That's why I press publish before the critic can tell me otherwise. I got to move fast. And I think we all do. Because like I said, we can be safe in the creating a lot of the time. You know, I think there's two types of people, or not really two types of people, there's plenty of different types of people. You know, there's like the type that don't give themselves permission to create. And so they struggle with the critic in the creation. And then there's the next layer, which is when we go to share that shit with the world. And the critic, like, becomes deafening. But like I said, like, we can't... What I do here is for me, but it's mostly for you. And I know many of you listening to this are in the position where you do want to share your voice with the world. You do have something that you want to say. And you do have your art to share with the world, whatever that is, whether it is your words or poetry or music or art or your cooking or whatever, you know, whatever. Give yourself permission to create and then give yourself permission to share those creations. Because that is where the magic is. That is where transformation happens, when we move beyond what's comfortable and into something else altogether. And this place, while it's scary sometimes, and sometimes it hurts, it is exhilarating. And I feel most of the time on purpose, purely from getting my phone, plugging in a $70 mic, recording my thoughts as I walk on the fucking beach, right? Like, I have run businesses. I have run them, you know, some not so successful and others quite successfully. And none of that stuff has really given me, not none of it, but like a lot of it hasn't been very purposeful, and it hasn't necessarily been in integrity. So even when I've had success, I haven't felt successful. But where I do feel successful in my life is in this constant practice of showing up, speaking up, sharing. So I just want to invite you to move beyond the fear. I want to invite you to feed the creator and get the critic to take a bit of a back seat for a while, because you are not the judge. You are not the judge of what you are saying. And the way you hear it in your head is not how the world hears it, right? There is a 6 to 7 point difference between what you're feeling in the moment and how that's landing. Remember that. Okay, that's it from me today. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.